Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to the third and final hour. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It is always a pleasure sitting in for Joe. Hello, good friends out there across the fruited plain. Hello, folks in the chat room. And Joe's loyal listeners, thank you for letting me sit in. The first hour, we talked about the economy. We had a great guest, a middle market investment banker who is got his thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the economy. In the second hour, if you just missed it, we had a fantastic interview with Peter Husey from the Hudson Institute talking about what is going on in Iran, a nuclear-armed Iran. It's getting pretty scary out there, folks. But the third hour, I got nothing planned. I just want to chat. I want to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a phone call at 855-732-5563, that's 855-REAL-JOE. And I'm going to be talking about a couple of different issues here that I find to be probably lacking from our mainstream media. It's always good to talk about the things that necessarily may have gotten under your radar. But if there's anything you want to talk about, give us a phone call here at 855-732-5563. First thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, one of the things is I like so many people, I cut my teeth on radio listening to Rush Limbaugh. I remember listening to him back in the early 90s when I lived in Las Vegas, and he had... He had specific phrases for individuals that were in the government. And one of my favorites was when he referred to Bill Clinton's former labor secretary, Robert Reich. And I can't say Robert Reich's name without thinking about Rush Limbaugh. Robert Reich is now 76 years old. And if you are ever on Twitter, you've probably seen him. He's pretty far out there. He's a lot further out there than Bill Clinton ever was with Bill Clinton's own politics. Robert Reich is just a downright socialist. He's 76 years old, and he knows a few things about aging. And he actually created quite the brouhaha by stating out on Twitter that President Joe Biden should not run for office again in 2024. Robert Reich wrote an article in The Guardian, and it also went up on Twitter, which is where I saw it. And it says, it's not death that's worrying, the worrying thing about a Biden second term. It's the dwindling capacities that go with aging. The op-ed was bluntly titled, as a 76-year-old, let me say, Joe Biden is too old to run again. Biden will be 32. He will be 82 years old to begin his second term if he runs and he wins in 2024. And Reich is saying, you know, listen, Biden appears to be holding up, but as we age, we lose energy, we lose our memory. And he stated specifically, I'm going to quote Robert Reich, "I often can't remember where I put my wallet and keys. Certain proper nouns have disappeared altogether. Even when rediscovered, they have a diabolical way of disappearing again. Biden's Secret Service detail can worry about his wallet, and he's got a teleprompter for wayward nouns. But I'm sure he's experiencing some diminution in the memory department. I'm also noticing less patience, perhaps because of an unconscious use-by timer now clicking away. I'm less tolerant of long waiting lines, automated phone menus, and Republicans." Of course, he had to get his dig in there. Reich joked about Biden, saying, "How the hell does Biden maintain tact or patience when he has to deal with Joe Manchin?" Now, this is what stunned me and the reason that I wanted to bring this article up for you good people tonight. Reich, he spread some condemnation at the end of his piece across both sides of the aisle. We know he despises conservatives and Republicans. Fine. But he says that members of his generation, including Bill and Hillary, George W., Trump, Newt Gingrich, Clarence Thomas, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Biden have effed it up royally. The world will probably be better without us. Wow! Robert Reich is basically condemning the very people, especially on the left, that he grew up with in the trenches and supported and really fought for. The Clinton War Room, he was in that. He supported Hillary running in 2008 and in 2016. His final line was, "Joe, please don't run." This is a growing tsunami now, folks, where you've got dyed-in-the-wool leftist Democrats. AOC wouldn't say she would vote for Joe Biden. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she could not confirm that she would vote for Joe Biden again. Now, I promise you one thing. If Joe Biden runs and he gets the nomination, every Democrat will vote for him, including Robert Reich. But how incredible is that? We'll be back after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Hour number three. Don't go away.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. Much of the country and really the world right now is currently baking under a brutal heat wave. London, where I was born and raised, England, had its hottest day on record yesterday. And temperatures hit 104 degrees at London Heathrow Airport. 104 in England is insane. I remember we used to... You know, we called summer 3 days. It was between July 27th and 30th every year. Much of Central Asia right now is about 20 degrees hotter than normal. And in the United States, more than 100 million people are under the National Weather Service heat advisories or warnings. We're seeing triple-digit temperatures stretching from Texas to North Dakota into Canada. So, what's going on? Everybody in the mainstream media and a lot of people in social media are pointing to global warming. But I just want to point to an article that was actually in all places, the conservative-leaning Washington Post. Yep. You know how conservative the Washington Post is. And he says, the report was, abandoned vehicles sinking into scorching hot orange silt, fields of dying crops, ghost towns cowering under black clouds of dust, the U.S. is sweltering. But it is the heat wave of 1936 that they are referring to, which was far, far deadlier. The heat wave, U.S. heat wave of 1936, spread as far north as Canada, led to the heat-related deaths of an estimated 5,000 people, sent thermometers to a record 121 degrees Fahrenheit in North Dakota, and made that July the warmest month ever recorded in the United States. What are we talking about here? We're talking about 86 years ago. Is that about right? 1936? Is my math right on that? 86 years ago. 86 years ago was the highest recorded temperatures in the United States. And so today we're seeing the hottest days on record in some places around the world, but in much of the central United States, summer of 1936 was even hotter. At their peak temperatures, North Dakota was warmer than Midsummer Death Valley and hot enough to cook rare steak in the street. So I know it's hot because it's summertime, and we are in a pattern right now where, especially on the West Coast, we haven't had much in the way of rain for quite some time. Where I'm living, I'm not going to tell you my neighborhood, but it has been beautiful today. 70 degrees, the natural air conditioning from the ocean coming through. I haven't had a need to put on air conditioning at all. So I guess it depends upon where you live. But the thing is that when you've got the Washington Post, actually reporting that, yeah, you know, this whole big heat wave that everybody's talking about, global warming, climate change, it's nowhere near as bad as it was 86 years ago. So, you know, listen, I just wanted to point that out for everybody, because this is the type of what was it that, the Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. Every time there is a storm, there is a hurricane, there is a tornado, there is a hot spell, there's a cold spell, there's a drought, there's a flood. Every time we have, what is the word I'm looking for? Weather. It's because of climate change. It's because of climate change. And, you know, when we're talking about it from the standpoint of realistically speaking, I want to suggest to people that don't automatically immediately go to the climate change argument. Because I remember growing up in the 70s and the 80s, and there was a long list of predictions. Long list of predictions that just continued to, scare everybody. Remember, what was it, the 1970s? We were in an ice age, right? It was an ice age that we were in. And in the 1980s, we were talking about global warming, and then, you know, we're not going to be around by the mid-1990s. We're not going to be around by the mid-2000s. Al Gore came around, and he says that the cities are going to be underwater by the year 2013. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But the fact is that every single one of these predictions that we've had in going back now 40 years is basically proven false. And when we're talking about climate change and global warming, listen, I think anybody listening to the show would agree that we shouldn't be polluting toxins and fossil fuels into the air if it's going to create any kind of problems for our health or whatever it may be. I don't think any one of us want that. And I believe that we are moving towards cleaner energy sources. But I'm just going to give you a quick quick synopsis for those that missed the last 45 years. Okay, because this is exactly what has been broadcast in the mainstream media ad nauseum. 1966, oil is going to be gone in 10 years. Can you believe they said that? 1966, oil is going to be gone in 10 years. 1967, dire famine forecast by 1975. 1968, overpopulation will spread worldwide. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. What the heck was that? 1970, the world will use up all its natural resources by 2000. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. That's for a different reason. A few years early, you know, they are wearing gas masks in Shanghai and parts of India as well. 1970 as well, decaying pollution will kill all the fish. 1970, killer bees. Remember the killer bees? 1970, ice age by 2000. Boy, there was a lot of 1970 predictions. Ice age by 2000. 1970 again, America subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. 1971, new ice age coming by 2020 or 2030. We're just going to throw out a decade. 1972, new ice age by 2070. 1972, oil depleted in 20 years. 1974, space satellites show new ice age coming faster than thought. 1974 again, another ice age. These are all Time Magazine, Washington Post, New York Times. These are all the headlines. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life. 1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling, famine's imminent. 1977, Department of Energy says oil will peak in 1990s. 1978, no end in sight to 30-year cooling trend. I can go on and on and on, and they are all bad predictions. None of them came true. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce
the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around. Right now, 100 million Americans are under heat alert. 100 million Americans.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back to the last half hour of hour number three here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. You want to chime in? Anything you want to talk about, you're always welcome. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can also check out the website. Joe's got a bunch of great stuff on his site. It's joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Now, you know, this whole thing regarding Los Angeles might be going back to mask mandates here. It looks like they are moving towards that. I'm surprised they're going to be doing it now. I thought they'd be doing it closer to the election. But, heck, I mean, maybe they're just getting ready, everybody ready for masks and lockdowns and everything else. Even though this new variant, a lot of people apparently, they say, are getting it easier, I don't think anybody's getting sicker from this thing, and everybody that I know that's had COVID has recuperated fine. Some people didn't even know they had the darn thing. But interesting, there's an article that's just come out talking about how a CDC study relied upon a study that the CDC relied upon for school mask mandates was authored by the L.A. County Public Health Director's daughter. She's also not an M.D. Now, if you're in Southern California, you probably know I'm talking about L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer. Ferrer. How do you say her name? Anyway, the one who looks like Poltergeist. She's the white, long hair. You've seen pictures of her. Apparently, her daughter, Caitlin Barnes, who is a project manager at L.A. County Office of Education, put together a study. Again, Caitlin Barnes is not a doctor, just like her mother, who is locking down cities and making people wear masks and, you know, causing businesses to go out of business. Neither of them are MDs or doctors. Apparently, the study found that COVID mitigation efforts in schools, including forced masking, were highly effective in stopping the disease spread and was cited by the CDC and most states as the scientific basis for school mask mandates. Now, this study was authored by L.A. County Office of Education bureaucrats, including the daughter of the county's public health director, Barbara Ferrer. And the study authors are required to disclose any conflicts of interest. They're required to disclose any conflicts of interest. And Ferrer is given a shout-out in the acknowledgments. The study states that no conflicts of interest were disclosed. Caitlin Barnes is not a medical doctor, folks. She doesn't even have a scientific background. She doesn't have a PhD. Her professional background is a combination of her parents' professions. Her dad has a long career in urban planning and community organizing. And from an archived copy of Caitlin's website, which has been scrubbed, okay, this is focusing on her research focuses on policy, immigration, race and racism, and health equity. That's the person that you want creating medical policy for an entire city in a pandemic. Urban planning and policy, immigration, race and racism, and health equity. She got her MBA from BU, Boston University, with a dual concentration in strategy and innovation and health sector management. So she was hired in Los Angeles, apple doesn't fall far from the trees, in late 2020 as a temporary project manager in the PR and communications department. Again, nothing to do with healthcare. Nothing to do with healthcare. Before that, she worked in corporate outreach for a college back east, Metropolitan College, basically as a communication director and community liaison. She also worked for Berklee College of Music and Emerson College. In other words, again, I repeat myself, this lady has 0.0 experience conducting any public health policy research. And the study that she published concluded that students who went to school during the winter of 2020 and 21 tested positive for COVID at a much lower rate than their peers who did not attend LA County schools. This study was used by the CDC to promulgate either lockdowns or masks on students. Go home, work from Zoom, or if you go to school, you have to wear a mask. And the protocols in place for LA County were used as an example. A whole bunch of media used this. LA Times, WebMD, The Guardian, CNN, U.S. News and World Report. They published the same study to use it as proof. They led with the story of a teacher who allegedly infected 26 people by reading to her students without wearing a mask, taking care to emphasize that the teacher was one of only two unvaccinated teachers in the school. Then the stories shifted. But hey, look at this. A new study out of LA County shows that mandatory masking in school works. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky even mentioned it. Federal CDC Director Rochelle Walensky mentioned this study. This is a study that was put together by people who have zero understanding of public health policy. They picked and chose different statistics that were never verified, that were never validated. There was no scientifically backed evidence offering any framework for this study. This is what trust the science, trust Fauci, trust Walensky, trust the science, trust the numbers. The idea that we're talking here about, by the way, Barnes, Ferrer's daughter, as a temporary project manager, she was paid over $130,000 in 2021. How do I get this kind of work? She was paid $131,000, zero experience in the healthcare sector. She's a PR person.
What we're dealing with here, folks, is an incredible subterfuge, level of subterfuge. And the media carry the water. They write this study. They point to anecdotal evidence, not medical evidence in any way whatsoever. And, I mean, they don't even disclose that Barnes was Farrah's daughter. We're going to get to a point in the next, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 years, maybe sooner, where all of this information is going to come out, and there's going to be a huge number of people that are going to have egg on their face, from the media, from public policy experts, from the bureaucrats, from our institutions, our corporations, that promulgated this fear that ended up affecting our children. You know how many children are having to repeat an entire grade now? We have retarded them. We've retarded them. Look up the word. That's what we've done. Emotionally, intellectually, we have stunted their growth. You've got young children who haven't developed the proper facial recognition tools that are necessary to communicate because of this. This woman who created this study that was used by the CDC and pointed to by countless media outlets as proof that masks in schools work is not a scientist. She's not a public health professional. She's an activist. And she was openly pursuing her agenda by any means necessary. And that is not limited to Los Angeles County, folks. This study was, again, Michelle Walensky is a CDC head. And this was put into schools all across the United States. It's all based upon nothing. Talk more about this after the break. Dave Sussman here, finishing it up. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
To Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman here. Check Joe out at joemessina.com. He will be back with you tomorrow night, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be back on with you again, but if Joe requests it, I will always be here. It's always enjoyable hanging out with you good people across the country on the Real Side Radio. A couple of things I wanted to finish off tonight with is breaking news. First of all, this is coming from the FoxNews.com website, so if you watch Fox News, you probably heard about this earlier today. Hunter Biden probe reaches critical stage as officials weigh possible charges. A source says officials are weighing possible charges for, get this, tax violations, foreign lobbying, and false statements. You. Interesting. Listen, if they are going to be looking at charging Biden's son with these various tax violations and possible foreign lobbying violations and more, how far is Hunter Biden going to be from that? He's there. He was the big guy. 10% for the big guy. Isn't that exactly what that was? Hunter has been under a federal investigation for about 4 years now. And what they're doing is they are putting together all the pieces. I think that the laptop from hell, as Miranda Devine calls it, has just been a huge, wonderful, just source of tremendous treasures for those investigators. I got to ask you this, folks. I'm sorry. I don't do drugs. I don't do crack. I couldn't imagine ever wanting to. But if I was to do anything like that, the last thing that I would ever do is take a video camera and film myself doing it and then putting it up on some media that could be shared. What are you thinking, Hunter? It's incredible to me. The audacity that he thinks that he is so untouchable because he was a vice president and now a president's son, that he can record himself doing blatantly illegal acts. And that's not to mention all the pervy stuff that we've been hearing rumors about, including with family members. A separate source told Fox News that the federal grand jury looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings wrapped up its latest term late last month, but said no charges have been filed. The investigation is being conducted by Delaware U.S. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a prosecutor appointed by former President Donald Trump. The source said that Weiss and the Justice Department officials were looking into whether to charge Hunter Biden with the various tax violations and, more seriously, possible foreign lobbying violations. And Biden, Hunter Biden, could face possible false statements charges as well. So what happens? I just got to ask you this. What happens with an upcoming election in 2022 and then obviously a 2024, what Biden is telling us is a re-election campaign, when Hunter Biden is possibly going to be under dealing with charges? How does that impact an election? That's what I'm trying to understand here. The idea that, and you see this on Twitter and other people, Hunter Biden wasn't elected. Hunter Biden wasn't elected. What does this have to do with anything? But the response to those people that immediately poo-poo this is, my God, what if this was Eric or Don Jr., Donald Trump's sons? Could you imagine the field day that the mainstream media would be having with this? It would be leading every broadcast, every hour, on both cable and broadcast stations. The fact is, you know, a lot of people always ask, I was with a group of gentlemen last night, a political group I belong to, and the question came up regarding the 2020 election. And I think the mainstream media, the institutions, the corporations, our academia, and this administration have all done a fairly good job in minimizing the absolute chicanery and shenanigans that took place in 2020. It's now called the big lie, and if you raise the issue of 2020 having problems in certain specific states, in certain polling precincts, then you're looked at as if you're some QAnon crackpot. But let's talk about something else. I'm not talking about the vote. I'm talking about how the media controls elections now. And we had the story from the New York Post 2 weeks before the election regarding Hunter Biden, regarding this laptop. And immediately, with the full force and weight of the social media titans and the broadcast media behemoths and the corporations that control them, they immediately shut down the story. They labeled it Russian disinformation. They got a bunch of signatures from CIA, past CIA people, all saying that this was Russian disinformation. And ostensibly, you are unable to find out anything about it. For New York Post was literally shut down on Twitter. The oldest newspaper in the United States of America was literally suspended on Twitter right before a presidential election. And now it is absolutely, without a doubt, proven that this was Hunter Biden's laptop. That the video images of him smoking crack, weighing crack, hanging out with hookers, and everything else that's on there is 100% him. So forget polling drop boxes and 2,000 mules and all that. Put that stuff to the side for a minute. The media literally controlled the narrative of a true story by classifying it as disinformation days ahead of an election. How many, listen, this was, forget what the Democrats and the media are saying. 81 million votes. 81 million votes. It was a landslide. No, it wasn't. And I'll tell you why. Joe Biden barely, I'm talking such a insignificant slice, won this election in 2020 because he won it with a total combined number of votes of 40,000 across five states. Not five times 40,000, 200,000 votes. No, I'm talking 40,000 across those five states. 8,000 here, 11,000 there. Wisconsin, Michigan, Philadelphia, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. How many of those people, within a couple of months after the election, said that they would have not have voted for Joe Biden if they knew about the Biden laptop? 16% of Biden voters said that they may have changed their vote. 16%! 81 million votes, if you believe that number. 16% of 81 million votes. What is that, 12.5 million people? 13 million people? 13 million votes? 40,000 votes Donald Trump lost by across five states. The use of mainstream media, the use of social media is so powerful, and the forces behind them that pull the marionette strings are so powerful that they have the ability to change the outcome of an election by simply locking down the ability for you to actually see what has now been proven fact, published fact. It didn't serve their narrative. So next time somebody says to you, well, what do you think about the 2020 election? Do you think there was chicanery? Do you think there was cheating votes? You can say, yeah, you know, mail-in balloting and everything else, you know. Yeah. But put to that aside. The New York Post article alone, 16 million vote difference. That is such a huge, massive number. That is such a massive, massive number. So don't tell me that 2020 was a legitimate and fair election. Did the machines work at the voting poll precincts? Probably 98% yes. There were certainly some shenanigans. And again, 40,000 votes across five states. We can have that discussion. But the use of mainstream media and the tech titans suppressing a story, which is now, we are seeing, FoxNews.com, Hunter Biden probe reaches critical stage as officials weigh possible charges for tax violations, foreign lobbying, and false statements. This was all information that was coming out of that laptop story. He got $3 million from the mayor's wife in Moscow. Ladies and gentlemen, come on, as Joe Biden would say. I'll be back next time. Thank you for having me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It was a pleasure being here. Joe will be back tomorrow night, joemessina.com. Check him out. And God bless. Have a great, great rest of the week. Cheers.